Margaret von Steinen says she knew for a long time that she wanted to lead a writing group. Experience told her that writing about traumatic situations can help people process information and find peace and healing, or at least gain some understanding.
And one day I was just driving to work and it just popped in my head. What about combat vets? You've always wanted to know their stories. You know, you've always been reluctant to ask because out of respect, a respect that I was taught for veterans as a kid.
She contacted Marcia Meyer at the Portage Library with her idea.
We put the call out, and I think my first meeting I had 5 or 6 vets, and some of them are still with me.
Her writing group has been going strong ever since, giving combat veterans a place to share their memories.
The World War II vets were taught, go home and don't talk about it. Get on with your life. They fought in a war they could be proud of. But they come from a generation where you just keep these kind of things internalized. And that's almost, from my understanding, the military approach to how to segue out of war. As you go home and you don't talk about it.
Don Rice of Kalamazoo is a World War II veteran and one of the first members of the writing group. One of his pieces tells of his experience at the raising of the United States flag at Iwo Jima on February 23rd, 1945.
40 men carried the first flag up Suribachi. Only 4 were left at the end of the Iwo Jima battle. Of the 6 men that planted the first flag, 3 were killed in combat in the battle. Of the 6 men that planted the second flag, 3 were killed in the ensuing combat. It took 4 days for the 5th Division to capture Mount Suribachi. The price was 1,000 casualties, but now the beachhead was no longer threatened.
Rice was a ground-air liaison with the Marines during World War II. He directed planes to shoot at ground targets. His job was to tell the pilots to fire at the base of color-coded smoke. He says it was a system that worked pretty well, but on some days there were problems.
One that I never will forget, I guess, was when he didn't fire at the wind was blowing. And that's why you keep saying, well, fire at the base of the smoke. But the wind was blowing hard, and sometimes that didn't work. And, yeah. And so we would kill our own troops.
Margaret von Steinen says writing about these intense memories of war brings back a lot of feelings for the vets, both good and bad. Bob Short of Kalamazoo served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam. He says one of the reasons he joined the Combat Veterans Writing Group was to leave his memories for his children and their children.
Another reason is simply that it has helped me sort out the wide range of feelings that I still carry about the war, mm-hmm. both very positive things and very negative things.
Yeah.
And it's helped me sort that all out and understand more about how I feel about certain things and why I feel that way.
Short reads an excerpt from a piece he wrote for Memorial Day.
I think about Mario Gonzalez, Bobby Taylor, Bruce Klingemann, Ron Shipley, Jim Scroggins, Mike Scott, and 30 or so others I knew who gave their lives in Vietnam. I think about all the lives cut short and what their lives might have been like. Every one of them had a family and friends and a bright future ahead of them.
The Combat Veterans Writing Group will hold a public reading this evening at 7 o'clock at the Portage District Library. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.